Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins, thank you for that. We've got some breaking news as we start out the Monday show here on Radio Night Live. Let me just take you, if I can. Here's a bit of audio of what's going on in Japan as sirens are wailing across different portions of the country. The government there, we are being reported from two different sources. We are reporting from an organization called Breaking News and also the Daily Wire. And now I've just received a notification from the Epoch Times. And I'm suspecting that my inbox will fill up with more of these as the next few minutes roll by. But North Korea evidently has indicated to Japan, or made them at least believe, that they have launched a ballistic missile in their direction. And they have asked all of their citizens, and the U.S. Embassy is now confirming this. They're asking the citizens of the U.S. or of Japan are being asked to take shelter and prepare for this incoming whatever it is. The U.S. Embassy tweeting on its Twitter feed just a few moments ago, and I just had it. Where did it go? Just had tweeted that they were reporting, they were hearing in Tokyo the same things that are now being reported by the Daily Wire and other breaking news organizations. So I don't know that there's a lot to, unless this missile hits, I don't know that there's a lot to report. But just wanted you to be aware of what we are receiving here at the top of the show. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know that this broadcast exists for one thing, to make New York City the coolest place on planet Earth. And we do that through different sets of information each night, money, travel, wellness, legal and fun. And we do that across the board without any apologies. And on Mondays, when we talk about money, there is no one that talks about money any better than Hillary Kramer, who is back with us. Hillary, thank you for being here. I had to cut tonight's promo for the show two times because I kept calling you Hillary Clinton again in the afternoon promo for the broadcast. I was like, I don't know why I do that, but she's not Hillary Clinton. She's Hillary Kramer. And she's not related to that other Kramer that's on MSNBC. He does his own thing. He likes to hit things with big, fluffy mallets. Hillary's just all about the no-nonsense, what's good for your pocketbook and your portfolio. So welcome, Hillary. And, you know, I don't know what happened today, but I was telling other people earlier, I opened my E-Trade app today. It didn't squirt blood on me. And I thought, you know, for the first time in like 6 weeks, we had a Monday where it didn't squirt blood on me. I was thankful for it.
Okay, well, there's good news and good news. The good news is that at the beginning of every quarter, money is deployed, money is put to work by the institutions, and that's what can bring up the market. Also, we had some capitulation at the end of the third quarter, which was the end of September, where you have money managers, big endowments, pensions, institutional managers, hedge funds, and individuals saying, let me clean out this portfolio. Let me get it clean. And the reason I said individuals last is that there's a kind of a game going on. You manage money and you make money based upon, you can make money no matter what management fee, but you make money if they make money.
Right.
And you at least want to, you know, be there with the averages. So very often, you know, you might have given Oracle a chance and another chance and another chance, but you just got to get rid of it, mark it down, get it out of there so your client doesn't say, wait, you know, at the end of the quarter when you have that meeting, why are you in Oracle? Everyone else is out of Oracle, I hear. So there's some games that are played, but that's why what's really important for all of us right now is to just hope that this is the beginning of a turnaround, that we bottomed out on Friday. That's what we have to hope for.
And do you and your team seem to see things that you like that would make you think that?
Oh, yeah. I brought 16 stocks with me tonight to talk about with you.
Well, and the reason I ask is because you would be a unique voice in that regard, Hillary, in that there are so many doomsayers out there. But you really, I mean, you were telling me last week, you thought a couple of more days. This is when we spoke on Monday. You said a few more days, and then I think we've hit the bottom, and we start to see the beginning of what is a turnaround. So, what are the things that you did see that made you kind of feel that way?
Oh, you mean say that? Hey, look, we're finally turning it around.
Yeah,
this is clear. I would say I can jump around on that answer. Let's take a look at Goldman Sachs, which had been for months above $300, at $425, in fact, went down in the spring around 270, but made its way back up to 300, and then suddenly it was at 390. And, 290, and then I say, look, it's heading back up to 300 again. So when I see companies like Goldman Sachs really start to move with their 3.4% dividend yield, and like they're going to make it over that hump of $300, it tells you that something's going on right there. It tells you.
Gotcha.
Here's another one, Ingredion, which we've talked about in the past. It's an $81 stock. It used to be called Corn Products. Very important and a real proxy for how everything is doing. Year to date, stock is only down 15%. 1 year, this stock's only down 9.7%. So that's giving me some input, right? When that, yeah, almost 4% dividend yield. It's the sweeteners, the starches, all used in ice cream and cakes and cookies and chewing gum. You name it, they're used. You have caramel color, dextrose, tapiocas. That's what Ingredion is. So Ingredion is really the ingredients that make up all of those things that you might buy in the healthy snack aisle. Not, that's an oxymoron, but the healthy snack aisle in the supermarket, you know, the quick root bars, right?
Gotcha.
The gushers. Okay, so now what do I see? I see that to start to turn around. That's a sign to me that we're doing better. Okay, those are the kinds of stocks. So the ingredients, the Goldman Sachs, that, you know, I say, okay, we're really getting there. Then another one that's come back, you remember how much I've always loved Newell with its Rubbermaid products and Coleman and all of that, and does have that 6.6% dividend yield, which means it's still a very depressed stock, and actually it's rallied, not as much as it could have. It's still down 36% year to date, but you can see where it's starting to settle in. And so Newell is another one that can make someone a lot of money. Look, all you pay is less than $14 for this stock that a year ago at its height you could have had for $25. So you have that. That isn't
what's,
that
what's
that
the what's the symbol on Newell? So if people
NWL. Now I just said Rubber Maid, and I said Coleman, but it's a lot more than that. They own Marmot. That's that skiing brand.
Yeah.
You know, they have Mr. Coffee. They have the famous Crock-Pot, which is more in than ever before. Calphalon. And all sorts of like home solution and home appliances that you'll see in places like Costco. So I would think if you're looking for some fallen angels, some angels who've lost their wings, Newell would be one of those.
And
for sure.
And 6.6, almost 6.7%.
Yeah, it's like you have to buy it, right?
You have to buy it because you're going to get paid that, and you're not going to get that in any kind of bank note or anything like that. So, friends, if you're really looking at this, and Newell is under $14 a share, so this is a steal when you know that the 52-week high was $26 at one point. And its low was 13. So you're right there at an all-time low. You have nothing but upside. Coming right back, it's Money Night. We've got a lot to talk about. Stay here.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Not as tired as she used to get. Gives her energy to do things around the house.
I really appreciate it. I really like your product. I'm happy with it.
You don't have to really think about it anymore. You've got it, and it's in your diet. It's regularity, let's put it that way. It's very good.
Because I don't always eat my vegetables and fruit, so I know I'm better with it.
A little more energy and just feeling pretty good overall. Seems to work so far. No complaints.
I feel something good. I can point my finger on, but I feel good in general.
I do have a little bit more energy, you know, do stuff after work, whereas before I didn't really want to do stuff and just wanted to sit around.
I think I have a little more energy. I'm an older, disabled person, and I don't always eat properly. It's just feeling a little stronger that way.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-969-1199. That's 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. And just what Lonnie was talking about there, the Salem News Channel, you can check out a TV version of Radio Night Live every Saturday there on Salem News Channel, salemnewschannel.com, or download the app, as he mentioned. Roku and Apple TV devices, totally there, and we look forward to being with you every Saturday night. An update on this news before we go back to money for your Monday. North Korea, this is now being confirmed by the New York Times and Reuters. North Korea fired a ballistic missile off its east coast Tuesday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Japanese Coast Guard are both confirming. The Japanese government warned its citizens to take cover as the missile appears to have flown over and past its territory before falling into the Pacific Ocean. So it went all the way across the Japanese island. The latest launch was Pyongyang's fifth in 10 days amid military muscle flexing by the United States and South Korea, which staged trilateral anti-submarine exercises last week in conjunction with Japanese naval forces. So Pyongyang doesn't like the fact that South Korea and Japan and the United States have been working together, and they're shooting off these missiles to try to get attention. And apparently everyone is safe in Japan, but it did scare them for a second. They've never made that kind of announcement in recent days, so it's very unusual. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on whatever else happens in relationship to that. Keep listening to AM 970 The Answer for more info as we go along. Now, Hillary Kramer. I did it again. We are, and you know what? I love you. I don't like Hillary Clinton. So I love Hillary Kramer. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't know why I keep saying that. That is just the wrongest thing of wrongs. Please forgive me. We're talking about stocks. Yeah. You've already mentioned Ingredion, Goldman Sachs, and Newell, but you've got a long list of things that in this current climate are little gems that you think we need to be aware of. Take us to another one tonight.
Yeah, let's do one, PAHC, Fibro Animal Health, $13, $13.75, a 3.5% dividend yield. It's acting so much better. I'm really happy with it. Stock really fell because of the dollar. Fibro Animal Health is in had a real market presence. And what they do, Kevin, it's vaccines, it's health, it's nutrition. Of course, it's also
for your pets,
pharmaceuticals and the antibiotics for herds, really for herds.
Okay.
You know, they also do, when I say nutrition, I mean the zinc, the iron, the copper, really keeping, you know, this has become really quite a science. And when we've realized that, those of us who still eat meat know the quality differentiation. So I think that Fibro Animal Health has had quite a fall from where it had been to 13. Let me just see here. I'm just checking this out. Yeah, year to date, it's down 33%. In 1 year, it's down 36%. Okay. Now, let me just jump to something that is controversial. HPQ. HP. This is the HP, not HPE, not Hewlett Packard Enterprises. This is Hewlett Packard with the Q. It's the printers, the imagers. It's the notebooks and the personal computers and the desktops and it's the hardware and there's software there too. But it makes lots of cash. It trades at what I like the numbers. When we look at the real numbers, it trades at, we say, 7x earnings. And people are buying printers and they are buying PCs, and that is not ending. And printers, especially with 3D printing, it certainly isn't over. And people are working from home, as we know. So, again, I still feel like, am I holding an ice cube here, you know, in my palm? But the experts out there that work for me say, no, Hillary, this is really a really, really good one.
On your last two, yeah. Real quickly, let me just point out to people that with PAHC, the fibro animal, they were up nearly 9% today, and HPQ was up nearly 4%. So you're talking about companies that obviously had a very good day today and look to be doing important stuff. So just I just feel like it's so important to demonstrate how healthy these guys are when you say that they are, because I've never heard of some of them. And the fact that your team is charting them and saying, hey, be aware of these, I just want people to understand how important that is.
I'm really glad you're pointing that out, because these kinds of increases are incredible. Now, we still always have to remember, if the stock goes up, 9%, it went down 4.5%, has to be up 9% to make up for that. So there's some mountain climbing to do, but it's possible and it's going to happen. The one that, I just can't help repeating, and I'm not going to stop, is $113 3M with its 5.3% dividend yield. And the reason I'm doing that is the stock's down 36% year to date. And 3M, if it didn't have such strength in segments, like think of the four segments: safety, industrial, transportation, electronics, healthcare, and consumer. And I already said safety. Abrasives. Oh, the whole automotive aftermarket aspect of what they do. They're in the electrical market. The industrial adhesive tapes. They're in roofing. A lot of people are going to need new roofs who live a little bit south of us.
How many packs of Post-its did you buy for your students this year? I mean, that's all 3M.
That's all 3M. And you know what else we all bought? Masks. That's 3M.
True. That's true.
The N95 mask. And the fact that 3M is in automotive and aerospace and kind of all sorts of commercial solutions. And they're in the display material. So when you see a billboard today, I find it fascinating. You know, in the billboard, they don't have guys up there anymore, who like paint up a new advertisement. They use that electronics, and that's all 3M technology. And that St. Paul, Minnesota company, you really can't go wrong. I just had to mention it. I really did. One that I think is going to surprise you that I'm going to recommend is DocuSign, because it's such a COVID stock. But I have to say DocuSign because it is a cheap, cheap stock with a new CEO. When I say cheap, it sells for 3x revenue, which is like almost unheard of, even in slow, sleepy companies. It's an incredibly valuable asset, and someone's going to buy DocuSign. They'd be crazy not to buy DocuSign, because what DocuSign would give you is what everybody wants, not just income that comes in, not just advertising revenue, but access to emails that you can sell, access to data, who works where. I'm not saying that they're going to make all their money by breaking the law, but they don't necessarily give any names. But DocuSign is great. You and I, Kevin, we should buy DocuSign together.
All right, you put the proposal together, and I'll see if I can secure the funding. That's it. Well, you know who else uses DocuSign? So for the last, 20 years, I've had an accountant who lives in Chicago, where I used to live, and we do everything electronically for my taxes, and he uses DocuSign to do all of those signatures and to file all of the things properly and appropriately, and it's been a huge help to him and me. So anyway, it's
and to give you an idea of how cheap is cheap, year and change, this was a $279 stock, and it's now barely a $53 stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's, now that doesn't mean it was worth $270s or $280. But it certainly might be worth being acquired at 150, which would triple your money. And we would all like to triple our money, right?
Yeah, who wouldn't? All right, when we come back, just a review. She just added, the three that she started with, Ingredion, Goldman Sachs, and Newell. She added PAHC, which is fibro animal. Then she went to HPQ. And then 3M, which she loves and she can't stop talking about. And, of course, we ended with DocuSign in that segment. When we come back, she still has, at least 10 more stocks for us to get to before we're done tonight. And it was a pretty good day in the markets. All three of the indices doing better than they had in the last few weeks, and that's an encouraging sign. And I like it when my E-Trade app doesn't bleed on me when I open it. I'm just saying. Kevin McCullough, come right back.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for Key City Capital. Go there at keycitycapital.com/Hugh. You've heard me on my radio show with Charlie Dombeck. Now, Charlie has been a practicing CPA for 30 years. He is one of the founders of Key City Capital, and the reason he did so is they wanted to be wealth acceleration experts. Charlie begins by looking at your taxes to see if you've paid too much money over the past few years. He then suggests to you investments. This isn't an offer to sell. This is just telling you that Charlie can be trusted. A bunch of investments that will have great returns if they perform as they did in the past, and there's no guarantee of future performance, of course, but it'll help you structure your tax situation, generate tax-free cash flows. Let Charlie protect your wealth, lower your tax liability. So many of our listeners have connected with him. Connect with Charlie today at keycitycapital.com/you. That's keycitycapital.com/you. You can trust Charlie. You can trust Key City Capital at keycitycapital.com/you.
Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. That's the number to order Relief Factor. And the Relief Factor relieves you of joint and muscle pain. It is a miracle supplement. I don't know what the word completely safe is. I don't want to be liable. It's so safe, I don't think there's a limitation on the amount of time you could take it. Try it for 3 weeks, because they say you'll know in 3 weeks. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, probably won't work. They say that. $19.95.
So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
We have rain, we have fog, it's raw, 49 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Mayor Adams is calling on the federal government for a more unified response to the influx of migrants. Let's get more from Natalie Migliori.
Mayor Adams says he's stunned by the silence on this issue.
Far right is doing what's wrong. Far left is doing nothing at all. It is time for us to address this in a unified way.
The mayor adds his team is moving in such a way and exploring how many relief centers will be needed. They would be in addition to the tent site at Orchard Beach, which received a few inches of water from this weekend's rain. The mayor refused to say the tents flooded, but said the emergency management commissioner was on site.
We did an analysis of the puddling and see what needs to be done.
I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
Well, time is running out for Aaron Judge. The Yankee star has just 4 games left in the regular season to break the American League single-season home run record. Let's get more from Scott Pringle.
Aaron Judge was unable to homer in the final home game of the regular season yesterday. He's sitting on 61 homers right now, tied with the record set by Roger Maris decades ago.
Do something special like that for the home fans, but, you know, end of the day, you know, I got a job to do. I got, you know, at bats getting ready for the postseason, so, you know, it didn't happen, but, you know, season's not over yet.
The Yankees wrap up the regular season in Texas against the Rangers for a 4-game set starting tonight. Judge says he'd like to play in all 4 games. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Scott. Taking a look at the traffic, 15 to 20 minutes outbound the Holland Tunnel, 5 minutes on the inbound side, 15 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, inbound GW Bridge, a pretty good ride with the lower level. The upper level, though, still about a 10 to 15 minute wait. Showers could be heavy at times tonight. Overnight low drops to about 47. Tomorrow, rain heavy at times again with high of 55. More clouds on Wednesday. Finally, on Thursday, we should see the sunshine. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. And now, Back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. We have further confirmation now from CNN and ABC and a number of other networks that are all confirming that North Korea did shoot that missile. It went over Japan, dropped into the Pacific. Japan sent a warning to their residents. Everybody went running for cover. Very scary situation. I can't imagine really being in similar circumstances. We certainly don't face that type of thing here. And it is something probably very scary to deal with. But this is the fifth missile launch in 10 days from North Korea. They are just acting like petulant children, demanding to get some attention. You know what I think it is, Hillary? I think they're all jealous.
What?
That Ukraine and Russia have garnered all of the attention. Like when the Kim Jong-un family doesn't get their way, this is when they start, you know, behaving this way. But very scary for the people of Japan.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. There's that level of immaturity there.
Yeah.
You know, very simply, it is a level of immaturity. And I thought what Trump did actually really was brilliant. He went there and he shook his hand. And I think he sized up the situation and said, I need to show him that I respect him. I'm going to go to, you know, I mean, it was the demilitarized zone, but still, you know, Trump is the one who got on the airplane and shook hands and then took some grief for it
back here. But you know what? He didn't fire off missiles for much of the rest of Trump's presidency. So, but we've seen a number of them. And, you know, this all started when Kamala was there last week saying we had an enduring alliance with North Korea. Anyway, we're moving on. We're not being political tonight. We're talking money. And she's given us so many great ones tonight. Friends, I hope you're keeping track. I'm entering them into my app as we go along because I just love to see where we ended. And it was a really good day, Hillary. The Dow finished 765 points up,
sure.
NASDAQ up 230. S&P was up nearly 100 points. I mean, it was a good day all the way around.
We say the market was on fire, and it was on fire. And I was just saying to myself, I just hope this thing doesn't fizzle out because there are too many disappointed people because we've had such disappointment. You know, I was thinking about something. I'm going to give you a little taste of a type of stock. First of all, a stock I really love. How about if next week I focus on something that I think is really critical, and that are the baby boomer stocks.
Okay.
The baby boomer stocks, you know, we've talked about what the billionaires are buying, talked energy when price of oil is high. I find those companies that, you know, are in the right niches or are leaders, best of breed. But the baby boomer companies are really important. I'm going to give you one right now, and you're going to understand why more than ever. First of all, baby boomers were born, right, 1946 to 1964.
Yep.
So the absolute youngest are 58, and the absolute oldest are, what, like 76?
Yep, somewhere in there.
Okay, so now we've heard about it. Now is when it comes to play. So let me tell you about a stock that I think everyone should own. And for full disclosure, I don't own many stocks at all. I own this one, OHI, Omega Healthcare Investors. Now, Omega Healthcare Investors, just to give you an idea of what happens when it's a baby boomer stock, year to date, the stock is up 0.7%. Over one year, it's down 2.4%. It actually, though, didn't do too well this month. It was down 8%. However, the point being is, how is it that it stayed so nicely? The dividend yield, I can't imagine it's going to stay with this 9% dividend yield, but it is a REIT, a real estate investment trust. I need to do a little research and work on that one. But why am I telling you Omega Health? Omega Health buys and runs acute facilities, basically like hospital facilities. A lot of really focuses on these independent living facilities where people can live and be independent and go for their meals. One person gets sick, they can go and stay. You know, they have these different step ups. So you can go in at 75 and be there till you're 100. and live comfortably and free as you can be. Rehab, skilled nursing facilities, doctor's offices. I mean, there's a lot more that Omega Health has. But OHI, Omega Health, also...
right now. We got to take a break. But OHI, that finished up a point and a third today. So you just need to know that's another winner that Hillary has on the list. I'll recap all of them when we continue. Stay here.
In these crazy days, you don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a home bidding war. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. There's a bidding war in the housing market with numbers way above asking price. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE, that's 800-804-7283, to find out how to level the playing field with the Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage Program.
Lock your rate and payment while you search. If the rates go up, you're safe. If the rates go down, we'll lock you there. It's truly a win-win. The dream of the older generation is to pay off a mortgage. The dream of today's young families is to get one.
We're here to help with both. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage is the happy ending to your story.
Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Jersey Central Power and Light wants you to be safe around electricity. If you see downed power lines, call 911 and stay at least 30 feet away. If you believe a tree is growing too closely to power equipment, call JCP&L immediately. Also call JCP&L if your drone gets caught in power lines or equipment. Never try to retrieve it yourself. For more tips, visit firstenergycorp.com/safety. This message sponsored by JCP&L and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas sees chaos in the economy.
I think your average person looks at the landscape and says, this is madness. We are printing money. It's like the Fed and company are trying to destroy America. I wouldn't do this. This doesn't seem like sound business practices to me.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our two radio stations, AM 570 and AM 970, just had the annual client cruise. And from my personal experience over the years, it's an amazing time because we always charter the Atlantis yacht with Captain Fred at New York Cruises. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, there's no other way to go than with New York Cruises for an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Picturesque New York City skyline views, gourmet food, great entertainment. What's not to love? Whether you're planning a corporate event, wedding, or engagement party, bar mitzvah, birthday, retirement, anniversary celebration, etc., impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Call 212-633-1231 and see how Captain Fred and his first-class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, she came bearing 17 stocks. We have covered 8 of them so far. So, Hillary, we've got a lot of ground to make up if we're going to get to all 17. Take it away.
I think we've covered more than that, haven't we? Did we do Ford yet?
No, we did not.
Okay, well, let's jump to Ford real quick, because I know you've been buying Ford. I know year-to-date Ford is down 45%. You have that 5.2% dividend yield that I do not think will be canceled. And Ford just continues. As a matter of fact, why do you think Tesla's down? Tesla, to me, is, you know, Tesla had a rough day today on some delivery information, on delivery updates. Ford, with that F-150 electric vehicle, they are putting their money into R&D, into development, into working hard to making sure that they can take what Tesla's done and do it better, you know?
Yeah.
And so Ford is one that, if I'm building a portfolio, Ford would be one of my stalwart, you know, pillars in that, in there. So I just want everyone to understand that, you know, it really does belong there.
It's now, the corner anchor of your mall, so to speak. It's one of the big
stores. Exactly. Now, Church and Dwight, that's another one that I like a lot. You might not know Church and Dwight, but I guarantee you, and one of the reasons we were looking at it is that OxyClean, one of Church and Dwight's newer products versus, when I tell you some of the other ones, you'll understand why I call it newer. Church and Dwight, $72 stock. OxyClean has really taken off in the last 10 years, become very popular. It hasn't it? Did anyone use OxyClean until 10 years ago? Nobody that I knew. Church and Dwight makes the water pick. They also have Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Oh, look at that.
So it's your kind of standard good company to own. Only a 1.4% dividend yield, a $17 billion market cap. But one of those companies that, kind of got people assumed, okay, well, what? People weren't going to be brushing their teeth or I don't know. But basically, it went down with the market. So year to date, it's down almost 30%. That's one you want to buy, own, you know, hold, keep your hands on. I really like it. I think it's a good one. Here's one that is such an example. I can recall talking about it in my pre-COVID days. It was it's amazing. It's now a $272 stock, Zebra. It was $595 intraday. It was up higher than $600. So this stock has gone from 600 to 272. Zebra are your RHI devices. It's your devices that you can basically know when you eat a piece of steak where that calf was born, who the parents were, where it's been, where it was slaughtered, where it traveled, who it traveled with, how it traveled. You can get all that information, all that tracking is there. So what do they call them now? They're enterprise visibility and mobility devices. But, you know, it has many different names, but it's the identification and data capture, AIDC, RFID, radio frequency identification is what I know. But they're in a position to continue to roll out these new forms of capturing and tracking information, and it can be
anything. That's going to be so important.
And it's really important. You're going to do really well. Zebra's, you know, look at 272. I'll buy you dinner if it's not three, and maybe you'll buy me dinner if it's not 350 and by mid-January or, you know, probably mid-January, because there'll be a lot of retail and a lot of things, a lot of buying this holiday season.
There'll be some other stuff that jumps in there. But listen, friends, what she's telling you is absolutely true, because it was up 3 1/3 today, percentage-wise. That's about $9. So if it's 2/3 off where it was for its high, but it gained $9 today per share, it's got some pretty exciting things happening underneath it. All right, let me just recap for everybody that's been listening. If you're just wanting Ingredion, Goldman Sachs, Newell, PAHC, that's that fibro animal, HPQ, 3M, DocuSign, OHI, Ford, Church and what? Church and Dwight?
Church and Dwight.
Church and Dwight, and then Zebra the ones we've covered so far. So what do you have left for us, Hillary?
Well, one of my analysts, not Scott, Steve Madonna, really wanted me to talk about USB, a bank that just has no signs of higher credit costs, that has a 4% dividend yield, that is, you know, really a cheap bank, doing well, managing greatly, and has come down. U.S. Bank Corp's come down hard because there's all these rumors that Credit Suisse is having a Lehman Brothers moment. Well, why that should impact USB, I don't know, U.S. Bank Corp. You do have a nice, the dividend yield, really, I don't see too many banks that have that level of dividend yield. I just think I gave you the wrong one. I said 3.3. No, it's 4.62%. 4.62% dividend yield. And they're doing well with their interest margins now that when mortgages go up, it's easier to charge to make more in the margin. You know, the difference between what you borrow for and what you lend out. So USB was one that Steve asked me to talk about tonight. And another one he asked me to talk about was Workday. I don't know how many of you know Workday. It's just one of these typical tech stocks that was just a monster, had taken off, was unreal. Look at this. It was 275. It's 154. It was 275 like in January. 154. How do you describe it? Well, it's cloud-based software. It's trying to get as much software out there within a company that can talk to each other, that is mobile because of the way that it's not a mainframe hard drives, and a lot of human resources and finance and unifying software. So you have Workday. WKDY.
So USB and WDAY, the two final ones.
Okay, now I have one that's
controversial. You're going to have to hold it, Hillary. We got to take that last commercial break. And then when we come back, her creme de la creme, the ones that she's been holding all hour just to get to you, you got to be here for them. And if you ever want to know more about what Hillary's doing, go to HillaryKramer.com. Hillary is one L and a K, HillaryKramer.com. Join the Trading Desk email, look at the other email products, and take some action for your benefit. Coming right back, final few minutes on Money Monday on Radio Night Live.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970 The Answer called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, NJ.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
If you love Broadway, movies, and music, then tune into Broadway at the Russian Tea Room Sunday afternoons at 5. Host Rob Taub interviews the biggest stars, writers, and directors, plus film and theater critics, along with people behind the scenes, from doctors and fitness experts to casting directors, stagehands, and dressers. It's the only show of its kind, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's the final 4 minutes, and that means, Hillary Kramer, it's all yours with your final picks for the night, the best ones yet.
Okay. I'm going to do a funny one here. There are two companies that are called Compass. One is called Compass Minerals International, $40 stock, 1.49% dividend yield. I recommend it every single October, and you sell it every single spring because they are Compass Minerals is the leading worldwide salter of salt for snow. that the salt machine that makes sense. The plows put down, and their salt consists of the sodium chloride salt. They have magnesium chloride salt, and I don't want to take a lot of time on it, but they have a number of other minerals, but they, no one comes close to Compass Minerals. Now, here's another one though. Here's another Compass called Compass Inc. Compass Inc. is $2.44. It's one of these like, hey, maybe I should just take a shot at this one because it makes sales are $6.7 billion a year. What is Compass? It's basically sales, real estate sales. When they compete with Cushman & Wakefield, Newmark Group. The stock is down 81% over 1 year. But their little catch is that they're technology-based, like technology-enabled brokerage. You know, they're a sort of smart brokerage. But I've seen plenty of Compass properties for sale. So they do have the listings, and that's really important to realize. So one company's been around for 100 years and has more salt, you know, 98% of all the salt for plowing in the world. And the other Compass, and gives you dividend yield, the other Compass is, you want to take a flyer and a $2.50 stock? Well, that's one you can do. And then lastly, talking about taking flyers, has anyone noticed what's happened, obviously, to the cruise lines, to the airlines? They are just doing so poorly. They really were just hurt so bad over the last, you know, during these two troughs that we've had, and then the peaks, they didn't make it back. I think Book Holdings, BKNG, travel stock. It's Priceline, Kayak, Agoda, it's Open Table. I could see where, as the airlines have to let go of a lot of their own internal booking systems, they're going to use more and more. They're going to use Book Holdings, BKNG.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you can put it all together, right? You can do your car, your hotel, your flight.
Well,
and it used to be, you know, you wanted to book directly through the airline.
On that note, Hillary, we got to run. Two Compasses, okay, and a booking. That's it for tonight. We'll post all the listings of the ones she recommended tonight. But go to HillaryKramer.com and get the trading desk email. Join that for free. Kevin McCullough, tomorrow night we talk travel. See you then.